When Spencer Silver was working at the 3M Research Laboratories in 1970, he was tasked with creating a stronger adhesive than the ones that existed in his day. Silver developed a new adhesive, but it was even weaker than the one 3M had already manufactured. Instead of creating something super strong, he made a mistake and created something super weak, which could be lifted off an object easily. No one knew what to do with Silver's failure, but he decided to keep it around. Perhaps as a reminder of a big mistake he had made in front of his colleagues, which was probably the most embarrassing professional moment of his career. One Sunday, 4 years later, a 3M scientist named Arthur Fry was singing in his church choir. He often used paper markers to keep his place in his hymnal, but they kept falling out of his book and he was really frustrated. Fry remembered Silver's adhesive, that failure, and asked to borrow some when he got to work on Monday. And so the next week he put some of that adhesive on his hymnal markers, and success. With the weak adhesive, the markers stayed in place each week, but were easily lifted off without damaging any of the pages. And the rest, they say, is history. In 1980, 3M began distributing Post-it notes nationwide 10 years after Silver developed the weak adhesive. Today, they are crucial tools in helping us all remember a host of things. Rabbi Rappaport and I leave each other Post-it notes all the time, and our prayer books are full of them. I don't think any of us could imagine life without them. When I first began using my large gates of repentance and my large gates of prayer in 1982, in those days I wrote all my cues and my notes in my prayer book in pencil. And then each week I would erase. Now I'm still using the same gates of repentance that I was using in 1982, and I still have the original erasers from that early time as a young rabbi and from the earliest Temple B'nai Shalom services. Now, I don't know if I didn't know about Post-it notes in 1982 or they were too expensive for my synagogue to buy. All I know is that even when I got to Temple B'nai Shalom in 1986, we still weren't using Post-it notes. And I guess that seems like a really long time ago. But now, as I look at my prayer book and I touch the pages, I remember a day gone by when I used to have to literally write in my prayer book. And when I look at those erasures, I smile, because in the old days, it used to remind me that, well, things can change. And a new year is all about taking the eraser. Silver lived with the memory of his failure for 10 years before Fry turned his invention into a success and made him part of history. As we prepare for the High Holy Days this week, we will set up the chairs. Actually, Andrew and Jeff and their committee will set up the chairs. We'll put out the prayer books. We'll order round challah, or if you're my husband, you've already bought them. And perhaps you get started cooking your yuntif, your festival meals. What is the recipe for success in the new year? How do we prepare for these holiest days? I decided that I would offer you a tangible reminder of the task ahead. We all can learn from our mistakes. Some of us might even benefit from them. When you entered the sanctuary this evening, you were given a Post-it note. Perhaps it was stuck to your prayer book awaiting explanation, or maybe you put it in your pocket or your purse and you sort of said, well, she fed us cookies a couple of weeks ago. What's she up to now? Your Post-it note is yours to take home. Stick it on your refrigerator, stick it on your dashboard, stick it anywhere you want. It's a gift from me, a reminder of this week's additional task, getting ready to spiritually come to High Holy Day services. Like most post-it notes, it is a reminder for you to ask yourself some questions. What mistakes have I made in 5777? And the corollary to that, based on my story today, what mistakes have I been carrying with me for 10 years that I'd like to put to rest in my heart or my mind? How can I learn from my mistakes? How can I use them? And how might I turn a mistake into a positive? As religious school started this week, many of you know I teach the bar mitzvah students and the confirmation students, so 6th and 7th graders and 10th graders. I also teach the 11th and 12th graders. But in the 7th and 10th grade classes, I like to sort of get to know my students. And they're very honest with me, extremely honest. So in both of those classes, I ask my students to tell me about their sins from this year, which are totally confidential, thank God. Maybe with a 20-year limit, I can write a book, The Sins My Students Told Me. But they were incredibly honest about some amazing things that they've done that curled my hair. And they just willingly admitted and opened up about all these things that they had done wrong. One of my favorites, which I can share, is a couple of the kids in 10th grade said, "Remember how I hated my sibling in 7th grade? I still do." Except now I'm meaner. You know, so it was just, it's really wonderful that they will share their honesty. But I marveled at their openness in sharing, because it told me that they were worried about the things they had done wrong. They actually had them on the forefront of their minds, and that's actually a good thing. As adults, we're asked to do more Jewishly than just admit and list our faults and failures at the High Holy Days. We're asked to learn from them. And if we're lucky, like Spencer Silver, we eventually may in turn a mistake or an embarrassment into a positive. Silver kept his mistake with him for almost 10 years before it turned into a gold mine for his company. There may be a spiritual gold mine inside of you. So I ask you to take the post-it note home, put it someplace that you will see all week, and if you want, bring it with you to temple Wednesday night and Thursday. The most important thing is to start preparing spiritually before you show up for Rosh Hashanah. There are two kinds of Jews. There's the Jew who walks into temple at Rosh Hashanah and says, "Okay, give me Judaism." And there's the one that says, "Oh, I needed to be prepared before I walked in here. I needed to think about what this day means." There are some Jews, like Rabbi Rappaport, who like blowing the shofar every single day during the month of Elul to awaken their souls and their neighbors. Like anything worthwhile, preparation for the holiest days of our Jewish year will help you get more out of them. Your mistakes don't have to stick with you, but I hope the message of this Shabbat will. Shabbat Shalom.